Welcome to A Plus English. I'm Clayton.
大家好，我是 Anna.
So I want to ask Anna because I know she has a young baby.
Mm-hmm.
Anna, how do you take care of your baby?
Well, I just give him milk, 喂奶啦 change the diaper, 或者是换尿布啦 Sometimes my husband helps me, but most of the time, I do it myself.
Well, the reason why I ask Anna this question is because...Today we're talking about elephants and how they take care of their babies.
Yeah, right. How do mother elephants take care of their babies?
Well, we'll find out in today's lesson. But you know, like all mothers, elephant mothers need to show a lot of love to their babies.
那当然咯 deep love. 所以今天呢，我们要来看看到底大象妈妈是如何来照顾这些小象。Now let's take a look.
All about the elephant.
Reading A.
Male and female elephants live very different lives. Males live alone. Females all live together so they can better watch over their babies. When a baby elephant is born,The grandmother and aunts all help out. This way the mother has more time to eat and rest. This means more milk for her baby.
In the first sentence of this reading, 在今天文章的第一句话, we see male and female elephants. Now what is male? What is female?
Well, male is the word that we use for boys or men. But you know, when we're talking about animals, we can't really call them boys or men because those are words for people. So we call them male. And female is for the girl animals.
I see. 所以这里的 male 或者是 female 呢，多半指的是动物的这个雄性啦或者是雌性啦或者是公啦或者是母我们再说清楚一点 male 就是所谓的公的或者是雄的当然如果说人是男的也 OK 啦那么 female 呢指的就是母的雌的或者是女性都 OK 而且这两个字呢都是形容词跟名词同一个字哦
So what the first sentence is saying is male and female elephantslive very different lives.
Live very different lives. 我们知道有一个片语叫做 live, 或者是 an, 再加上形容词什么样的 life, 就是过着什么什么的生活。Now, let me ask you a question. What kind of life do you want to live? 你想要过什么样生活呢?
Well, I want to live a very happy life.
Happy life. You know what kind of life I want to live?
Tell me.
I want to live a rich life.
Oh, wow, that sounds great.
That sounds great. 要过很富裕的生活。Of course, I want to live a happy life too.
Right. But what kind of lives do elephants live?
Very different kind of lives. I know. Here's the answer. Males live alone.
Oh, so...The lives of male elephants are different because they live alone. They live by themselves. They don't live in a group.
That's right. 这里的 alone 呢是副词，就是单独、独自、没有人陪伴的意思。所以公象呢都独自生活 ，males live alone. 而母象呢 ，females all live together.
Right. So the females live together.So that they can better watch over their babies. Now, when you watch over someone, that just means you watch them and take care of them and make sure nothing bad happens to them.
所以在这里的 watch over 呢，它其实就是 take care of， 就是照顾的意思。那我现在就想问问看 Clayton, who watched over you when you were young?
Well, my parents watched over me when I was young.What about your baby? Who watches over your baby when you are at work?
That's right. When I am at work, who watches over my baby? Of course, the babysitter 当然是保姆咯。
Here's an example sentence. The police watch over the city at night.
Watch over, 所以不是照顾哦，在这里的 watch over 变成有一点点 kind of like protect, 是不是有点保护的意味？
Right.
所以在这里啊，我们看到 watch over 除了照顾之外，还有一点点监视、护卫，甚至有保护的意思。Watch over。不过啊，我们刚刚提到了 females live together so they can better watch over their babies. That sounds like 听起来好像是 a mother elephant has many helpers.
The baby's grandmother and aunts can be helpers.They can help care for the baby. Well, what is a grandmother? You know, it's your mother's mother or your father's mother. What about aunt? Well, your aunt is your father's sister or your mother's sister.
所以这里的 grandmother 呢跟 aunts 都会来帮忙。当 grandmother 就是外婆啦或者是奶奶。而 aunt 可能是阿姨或者是姑姑都叫做 aunt。但是我们在文章当中看到They all help out. 那我们都知道 help 就是帮忙。那 help out 跟 help 又有什么差别呢？ What's the difference between help out and help?
For example, Kate always helps out in the kitchen.
Kate always helps out in the kitchen. 所以在厨房当然没有 Kate 的协助也 OK, 但是她会从旁做一些协助。这里的 help out,当然就是从旁协助，如果没有这个人的帮忙，也是 OK， 也是可以啦。
So when I was young, I used to help out at home too. I would cut the grass outside of my parents' house.
That's good. 那这样做真的非常好啦，就是帮忙做一点什么事情，从旁协助 ，help out。那我们看到啊，这个大象会有很多的 helpers， 很多帮手。This way, the mother has more time to eat and rest.
Right, because if the mother elephant had to look after her baby all the time, she would have no time to eat or rest.
我们说有时间做某事叫做 have time to do something. Have time to do something.
And if the mother elephant has more time to eat and rest, then it can make more milk for the baby. And the baby elephant will grow up big and strong.
没错啊，如果能够多吃一点，然后多休息一些，当然这个奶水量会比较充足咯。不过我们刚才提到 have time to do something 是有时间做某事。那 Clayton, do we often use the phrase have time to do something?
Sure. Here's an example sentence. Students have time to eat lunch and take a rest at school.
当然咯，在学校会有时间可以吃午餐啦，或者是休息。Hey Clayton,Do you think we have time to take a break right now?
Sure we do, but we will be back in a little while, so don't go away.
All about the elephant.
Reading B.
But don't think mother elephants are lucky because they have many helpers. They have to carry their babies for a really long time. If you think 9 months for humans is long, try 22 months. It's also very difficult to give birth to a baby elephant. It can weigh 120 kg.
Clayton, don't you think mother elephants are lucky because they have grandmothers and aunts to help out?
Yeah, they're really lucky because they have so many helpers. Now, a helper is just a person or an animal or even sometimes a thing that helps.
所以其实这里的 helper, 我们说动词再加上 er, 就是做动作的这个人。Helper 当然就是协助者或者是帮忙者。那我们可以说比如说 teacher 叫做老师，因为 teach 这个动词呢就是教的意思。如果你是读者的话， you are a reader, 这里的 reader 当然就是只有动词 read 读这个动作变过来的哦。
But actually, what our reading says is, but don't think mother elephants are lucky. So, we shouldn't think they're lucky, because there's something else that they need to do that is very difficult.
Something else that they need to do, and that is very difficult? What is that?
Well, that's carry a baby. Now, when a mother carries a baby, that means...The baby is growing inside of her.
这里的 carry 啊其实是动词就是携带或者是搬运的意思。那当然所谓的 carry their babies, 不是说搬运他们的 babies, 而是怀孕的时候。那这个时候 they have to carry their babies for a really long time. How long is that?
Well, let me ask Anna first. Anna, how long did you carry your baby for?
How long did I carry my baby for? How long? 9 months, 九个月。
9 months, that's normal for people. But for an elephant, no. It's 22 months.
22 months? Well, that's almost 2 years.
Yes, that's a really long time.
Wow. I remember when I carried my baby...And in the first 3 months, 在前三个月的时候、it was really hard because I feel like vomiting all the time, 一直觉得想吐。And in the last 3 months, 到了末期的时候啊 I felt very tired, 我觉得真的很累 because my belly was too big.
So everybody, you can tell from Anna's story that for humans to carry a baby for 9 months is very difficult.
OK, 所以我们知道呢这个 human 就是人的意思可是 people, person 也是人啊 Now, what is the difference?
Well, we use the word human when we want to talk about how people are different from animals.
所以当我们讲 human, 我们说人类的时候是我们要区别人跟动物的不同 Why not give us an example sentence?
Humans can write.But monkeys can't.
So humans can write, but monkeys can't. 人当然会写咯而猴子就不会写。所以我们讲到 human 的时候呢它指的是人类用来区别人跟动物的不同。
Right. So let's go back to this sentence. If you think 9 months for humans is long, try 22 months. So we can say, if you thinkSomething, then try something else. So we want to show two things and show that one thing is much harder or much more than the other.
所以如果你认为怎么样怎么样的话，那你就试另外一件事情吧。Why not give us an example sentence?
Sure. If you think climbing Tiger Mountain is hard, try climbing 玉山。
如果你觉得爬虎头山很难的话，试试看玉山吧。Try Mount Jade. But Clayton, elephants are so big. It must be very difficult to give birth to a baby elephant.
When a mother gives birth to her baby, that just means she lets her baby be born.
所以在这里的所谓的 give birth to 就是生小孩的那个生有没有那当然 TO2 就是介系词后面一定会加 a baby 当然是生小孩咯
Right But you know baby elephants are very big when they're born
How big is a baby elephant?
Well, it can weigh 120 kilograms
Wow, 120 kilograms?
Yeah.
That's
a big baby.
我们先看一下如果你不晓得 kilogram 这个字呢这个 gram 其实是公克那么 kilo 呢就是一千的意思一千公克就是一公斤所以一公斤叫做 kilogram. 不过文章这里说到的是 it can weigh 120 kilograms. So weigh here is a verb.
Right. How much something weighs...just means how heavy it is.
所以我们说呢这里的 weight 是动词就是重量有多少。如果我问这个问题 how much does a baby elephant weigh?
Well, a baby elephant weighs 120 kg.
那如果我问 Clayton, how much do you weigh?
How much do I weigh? I think I weigh 70 kg.
70 kilograms, 70公斤。那如果我再问 Clayton, how much does a piece of paper weigh?
Not very much. I think maybe only 1 gram.
可能只有一克 ,one gram. 可是其实我们知道在台湾如果我们说重量会用 gram, 公克啦或者是 kilogram, 公斤。在美国的话我们可能会用另外一个重量单位 ,that's pound, P-O-U-N-D, 可能会用磅。
Right.In North America, we measure things in pounds.
所以当我们说重量的时候，像 gram, kilogram 或者是 pound 都是必备词汇哦。接下来是 word power。
Word power.
I think elephants are so interesting.
Yes, they can use their noses to do many, many things.
Right, get leaves, drink water. It's really, really cool.
Yes.
Well, let's look at our word power words for the day. The first one is alone. Alone.
Alone, 副词，独自一个人的。
I don't like to spend holidays alone.
我不喜欢一个人呢度过假期。I don't like it either.
Yeah, it makes me feel sad. Second one is watch over. Watch over.
Watch over. 这个是一个动词片语，看管、照料的意思。
In the story, a lion watched over the little boy.
在故事里面呢，有一只狮子看管照料这个小男孩。
Wow, the lion didn't eat the little boy.
Yes, maybe they are friends.
I hope so. Now, the next one is human. Human.
Human, 名词人类。
Dogs and humans are good friends.
狗跟人类是好朋友。I love dogs.
Me too. They're such great pets. The last word today is weigh. Weigh.
Weigh, 这是一个动词，是重量达。
A black bear can weigh 880 pounds.
Wow, 一只黑熊可以重达880磅。
That's a big bear.
That is.
Wow, if it sat on you,
it would
hurt. You would die.
Yeah.
Okay, don't go anywhere. We have a few more things for you.Millie, I was going to ask you something. I'm going to Kaohsiung tomorrow for a few days. Can you look after my cat while I'm gone?
Sure, no problem. I'll take good care of it.
Thanks.
好，我们这边看到呢，照顾啊，我们有几个比较常用的片语，就是 take care of 或者是 look after。那还有我们课文里面提到的就是 watch over， 这些都有照顾的意思哦。所以他拜托我照顾他的小猫哦。那其实呢 watch over 还有另外一个意思呢，就是守卫、守护的意思。比如说这个句子哦， The lifeguard watches over everyone in the swimming pool。那就是呢，救生员呢，他会去看着那个游泳池里面的人，要小心的守护他们，不要发生溺水的意外等等的。
Oh, I also wanted to ask if you can also.Take care of my plants. Is that too much?
All right. What are friends for? 好，刚刚呢，他又拜托我 take care of his plants. 所以呢，这个 take care of 呢，后面也可以加上事物，也是有点照顾，那小心看护的意思，说我要照顾他的植物。
Thanks for your help.
All about the elephant.Male and female elephants live very different lives. Males live alone. Females all live together so they can better watch over their babies. When a baby elephant is born, the grandmother and aunts all help out. This way, the mother has more time to eat and rest. This means more milk for her baby. But don't think mother elephants are lucky because they have many helpers. They have to carry their babies for a really long time. If you think 9 months for humans is long, try 22 months. It's also very difficult to give birth to a baby elephant. It can weigh 120 kg.
Review time.
Okay, it's review time. What are we going to do today?
Well, today we're going to do a true and false game. Easy game, right? Three sentences. Use what you learned from today's show to tell us if each sentence is true or false.
我们今天要来做的很简单，就是是非题。等一下会有三个描述，你看看哪一些是对的，哪一些是错的。
Okay, so the first one is male and female elephants live together.
哦，这个公的跟母的大象呢，住在一起。False.
Right.
They don't live together.
Right. False. Sounds boring to me.
Strange.
Yeah. Okay. The second one is mother elephants have to take care of their babies alone.
这个妈妈的大象呢，必须要独自照顾她的小 baby， 就是小象。False.
Right. It's false because they have help from other female elephants. Right. Last one is mother elephants will carry their babies.For 22 months.
Wow, 这个母象呢必须要怀这个小象22个月. That is very long, but it's true.
It is true. Would you want to carry a baby for...
Of course not. Nine months is enough.
Yeah, you know, I wouldn't want to either. I'd carry a baby for 9 months if I could, though.
If you could, but you couldn't.
But I can't. Okay, that's all we have for you for Review Time Games, but we have more, so don't go anywhere.
Living phrases. Help out.
Help out.
My dog just had babies.
They must need a lot of care. I can help out if you want.
Sure. You can help out by giving them a bath later.
Okay. I can also help out by buying them some toys.
Great! Let's shop at that pet store.
I forgot my money.
Oh.
Can you help me out?